Motare Mayor Tatenda Namarare said they wanted to make concrete decisions after going through the report that was compiled and presented to city fathers last week by the Minister of Local Government, headed by Xavier Kasukwere, who is also ZANU-PF Commissar.
After the councillors have gone through and they are now well versed of what is happening, we will now go back to our committees, because every decision we have to go back to the committees. If there are financial matters, we go back to the finance committee. They will have special meetings, and those meetings will now be able now to come up with the recommendations.
Town Clerk Obed Mzawazi refused to comment, saying he will do so at the most appropriate time. He could not elaborate. Manicaland Provincial Affairs Minister Mandi Chimene has already recommended the dismissal of all council officials accused of corruption. The council is until February 29th this year to take action against the accused city officials that include Mzawazi, Housing Director Senad Mapurisa, Health Officer Simon Mashavave, Engineer Nyashara Mewa, Human Resources Manager Aaron Chemvura, Engineer Donald Nyatoti, Town Planner Richard Simbi, and Finance Director Lloyd Msasam. They are among 11 city officials who allegedly granted each other allowances for paying rent, school fees, power charges, and other issues. The officials refused to comment. Some Mutare residents like David Mundirwira have welcomed the damning report. Mundirwira said the firing of corrupt officials is a positive development. Another Mutare resident, Favourite Mutimbe, echoed the same views, noting that she is happy that government is taking stern measures against corrupt council officials.
They must be fired. And I think we need legal action. We need them to sue them.
The government has over the years suspended or fired councillors and officials in some cities and towns, claiming that they are corrupt. Some of them have been accused of passing prime land to friends without following proper council procedures. Eson Duwe of the United Mutare Residents and Ratepayers Trust, though welcoming the move to fire allegedly corrupt city officials, has questioned the seriousness of the Minister of Local Government in taking action against the graft.
What we want to know now is the deadline of execution of the findings. When is he going to act on his findings in Mutare City Council? I think that the top management has to be axed. I think it's a welcome move.
Edgar Chirwa, a ward chairperson representing Chikanga, said the dismissal of the city officials was long overdue.
We have been waiting for them to change their attitude, but they are not changing their attitude. And we want them to be fired because they are taking a lot of money. And the employees, they are not getting anything then.
But Marvin Mangisi, a local resident, argues that the top council managers need a second chance as they may have acted out of ignorance. Bishop Sebastian Bakari of the United Mutare Residents and Ratepayers Trust and the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe said he is looking forward to a smooth settlement of the matter haunting the city for the benefit of local people.
The issue of corruption, for example, has been on our lips for a long time. We've been talking about poor service delivery.
Angry residents have been staging protests since the presentation of the report, calling for the resignation of all council officials named in the report for allegedly engaging in unconventional ways of making money. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.